Health insurance is about to get cheaper for millions of Americans who buy their health care through the Affordable Care Act. The new coronavirus relief bill will expand tax credits for those buyers, making their insurance less expensive for a while, at least. Let's bring in Mike Regan, senior editor for Bloomberg News. Mike, hi.
Hi, Peter.
So this is going to allow more Americans to qualify for subsidies when they buy health insurance on Obamacare exchanges. Could you explain more how this works?
Right. So the subsidies that currently exist sort of phase out as incomes go higher, and they stop completely for people who make more than 400% of the federal poverty level, which is about $51,000 a year for an individual. So what this does is, for one thing, it increases the subsidies for people at very low incomes, that are below that threshold. But it also allows people who make above that 400% of the poverty level, it allows them to get some subsidies in the form of tax credits that will allow them to pay for their health insurance through the Obamacare marketplace.
How much are we talking about?
Quite a bit in some cases. The Congressional Budget Office gives a bunch of examples. But to cite one of the most extremes, they say, for example, if you're 64 years old and you make about $58,000 a year, your health insurance premium is about $13,000 a year, and you're currently not eligible for any subsidies. But under this plan, you get a subsidy of almost $8,000 a year, which would bring down your health care costs from $13,000 to below $5,000.
Wow.
So that's one of the more extreme examples, but then, you know, it goes to show the type of people that will greatly benefit from this.
That is pretty good. Now, the CBO also says the changes will cost about $34 billion and cover approximately 1.3 million more Americans. But it's only, Mike, according to this law, going to last for 2 years. So what do you think? I just wonder if there's going to be pressure then when it expires to keep it permanent.
Yeah, you know, Peter, I think it depends on how many people take advantage of this, how well the public becomes educated about this. And ultimately, it will all hinge on who controls Congress, likely after the midterm elections next year, and sort of what the economic environment is and what the political tone is at that time. So very much, as has been said elsewhere, healthcare is very much on the ballot for the midterm elections again.
I mean, boy, you make a good point, because former President Donald Trump tried to dismantle the Affordable Care Act for essentially all 4 years he was in office. And now Joe Biden, who, of course, was in the Obama administration, is trying to build it back up again. So what do you think? I mean, this could mean something significant for the future of the law?
I think it potentially could. I think the more people who actually take part in the Obamacare health plan and use these exchanges to get their health insurance, the more people that are involved in it, I think the harder it's going to be to actually eliminate it. Historically, it has been a favorable program as far as the public polling. So the more people involved who are benefiting from it, I think the harder it's going to be to actually eliminate it.
And just briefly, Mike, do you know how people can find out if they qualify for some of these expanded tax credits or subsidies?
Yeah, so a lot of the information I got came from the CBO's website. Joe Biden has given a speech tonight on the entire stimulus package, and I imagine there'll be sort of a PR and educational campaign about this being rolled out soon after that.
Yeah. No doubt. Mike Regan, senior editor for Bloomberg News, thank you so much.
Thank you, Peter.